This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
7 and a half to the hour now on the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen with D, that's me, the D. J would be Jennifer Horn. V would be Victoria Keelan. Thanks to Kara Schillen, who is helping to present this whole thing through the electronic marvels that we have in Washington at our main studios of our originating network, Radio America. Time for Jennifer to give us a one-up on one of the trending stories. What do we have, Jen?
Well, Dougie, this story that I think has been pretty interesting about the number of deaths that have been related to tequila's entry into a car. Have you heard this story?
It's crazy.
No.
It keeps getting worse.
So,
really?
There's a report out from the New York Times that found that dozens of people have been poisoned by carbon monoxide after they failed to shut off their keyless ignition on their vehicles. Since 2006, so this has been going on for a long time, probably as long as this technology, at least 28 people have died and 45 others have suffered injuries from the gas after they thought they had turned their vehicles off. There are new efforts afoot from some groups that want to push new regulations from automakers to combat the problem. Keyless ignition, you know, allows drivers to start their car with the press of a button while the electronic key fob remains in your pocket, maybe your purse. And it first entered the car market in America in the early 2000s. In 2015, there's a class action lawsuit claimed there had been 13 carbon monoxide related deaths linked to keyless ignition cars. A judge dismissed the suit in September of 2016, but this Times report out this week indicates the problem may be more widespread than previously thought. The Big Smart Group, the Society of Automotive Engineers, which creates standards for the auto industry, 7 years ago called for requiring automakers to include warning signals like beeps to alert drivers if their cars were left on. Because what's happening is when people pull their car into their garage, shut down the door, and forget that their car is running because it's so quiet, maybe they don't realize it, they hop out and they go inside. This is causing death, injury for sure, and potentially death to those owners. Specifically, Toyota and Lexus have been part of almost half of these cases of inadvertent carbon monoxide deaths.
Wow. My mom has done this twice with her car, but luckily she was in the driveway, not the garage. But I think something beeps on her car. She has a Chevy. Because she said, oh, something kept beeping, and I didn't know what it was, and I realized the car was still on. I was like, oh, God, Mom.
Mine beeped, but I've actually jumped out twice since having my Lexus, and mine will beep to warn you that it's not completely shut off. Now, I park my car in a driveway, but you can imagine if you just get out and you've got kids running at you or a husband or a wife saying, do this, do that, and then all of a sudden you forget about it. You know, you wake up in the middle of the night and there's real problems going on inside the house.
Now, if you I don't have one of these in my car, but if you take your key fob into the house and you get out of the range that you're supposed to be in, does the car shut off automatically?
No,
it doesn't. And that's one of the, some of them do, but that's part of the thing. They're trying to get some legislation passed that basically requires something to change in the cars or them to include either louder beeping, which I don't know if that will do anything if people are already ignoring the quiet beeps, but yeah, they want it to turn off if you take the key fob away for a certain amount of time.
Why do we need so much technology? This drives me nuts. When I have one of those push button starts. Most of the cars now have this push button technology, and every once in a while I get out of the, or either I forget about it, I leave the key fob in the little tray, jump out of the car, and you hit the button, but you don't hit it hard enough or fast, whatever it is, don't hold it down long enough, car keeps running. I park my car outside, so it doesn't make a whole lot of difference. The only time I put it under cover is in the wintertime, so and in my garage is next to the house.
But I've never understood what the point of this is.
What do we need technology like this for?
But but you still have to hold a key. Like you, yeah. If you're going to have a key, can you really not make it the extra 2 inches to put a traditional key in the hole and turn it?
Yeah, that
just doesn't make sense to me.
I don't even know how to drive like that anymore.
I'm fed up with all this technology in these cars. It really is making them. I'm fed up with having these thoughtless things. You don't have to do anything. The car practically drives itself, so you're not thinking about what you're doing. And you get into trouble that way. It's one person or one company trying to outdo the other company in terms of technology. Nonsensical.
I don't get it either. My roommate has one of these, and then whenever I drive with her, I'm the one who always has to let us into the apartment complex because she just has the key fob in her purse, so she never actually has her keys out. And I'm like, come on, this isn't more convenient. But it also, it makes me laugh because Ford came out, most of the car companies, because there's a lawsuit, didn't come out and say anything, but Ford came out with a statement saying that these kind of cars, the keyless admission into your car has been proven to be like safe and effective for drivers. And I'm like, well, obviously not if it's, you know, causing people to die from carbon monoxide.
Well, if you have the key fob in your pocket, that's how you go with some of the more expensive cars. I don't know whether it is with yours or not. Jennifer, you hit the door handle in a certain way and you unlock the car that way.
Well, some of them you don't even have to hit the handle. Some of them you just have to have it on your body and your car senses it and then it lets you in.
I can do either one. With mine, I can either press the button or I can just stand there and open it.
Yeah. But now if you park in a mall parking lot and you walk away and your car, you think your car is off but it's still on, couldn't someone else just hijack your car?
Yeah. If you can get in, sometimes the doors will lock and secure the car when you're a certain amount of distance away. But yeah, I think it's a possibility. And the people I think are most vulnerable at this are the people with the hybrids, because I don't have a hybrid, but I know when my car's in for servicing, a lot of times the rental that the dealership will give me is like the Lexus hybrid little SUV. And you have that thing is so quiet. You could literally get out. You would never hear anything. At least with my car, you can kind of hear it and you go, oh, what a dope. I left my car running. Yeah. But with the hybrids, especially, you're getting into trouble.
Well, just again, too much technology. All right, Victoria, what do you have as
for
a
once, I agree
trender?
With you, Doug, on too much technology.
Too much technology.
I actually agree with that.
It's stressful. Well, so many more problems.
Right, I know. Well, speaking of stressful and more problems, this one is for the ladies. If any of you have used the Rodan and Fields Lash Boost Serum, which is one of the most popular things on the internet, it's on Instagram.
Okay, dumb men want to know what Lash Boost Serum is.
What this does, this is a little paintbrush where you paint a clear serum along your eyelash line, and it makes your eyelashes grow really long and thick.
So it's war paint, basically. It's makeup.
No, it's not makeup. It's an actual treatment that your natural eyelashes grow. It's not mascara. Your actual eyelashes grow really long and thick. The results have been really incredible. However, there's now a class action lawsuit because when you don't get good results, you get really, really bad eye infections. There's lots of side effects to it. Your eyelids can turn purple permanently, so you have these darkened eyelids. Do you remember a couple of years ago that
never
Latisse,
have to use makeup again?
Yeah, exactly. Latisse is the only eyelash serum that's regulated by the FDA and you need a prescription. And even with that, your eyelids can turn purple. You can have ingrown eyelashes. You need surgery for that. It's a mess. And so now this is an over-the-counter lash boost serum that's been sold. And in 2016, it sold like close to a couple $100 million in sales. It's unbelievably popular. And now it's a class action lawsuit. And they want the FDA to regulate it because apparently they didn't include the major drug that's in it that's also in Latisse. So a lot of people are saying they weren't even warned that there were these side effects. So if you are using it and you've had bad effects, you can probably sign on to this class action suit.
Terrific.
Dangerous.
15 past the hour. Coming up on the program, a do-it-yourself winemaking kit, which includes two bunches of grapes and a pair of pliers. We'll have that as a prize in the next half hour here on the DJV Show.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886. 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
May 28th is Memorial Day. I'm Brian Ishmael, Senior Director of the University of Phoenix Office of Military and Veteran Affairs and former Army Sergeant. On May 22nd, University of Phoenix will plant 10,000 flags on the lawn of the River Point location in Phoenix and then donate them on May 25th to local cemeteries to place at veterans' grave sites for Memorial Day. For me, as a combat veteran, and many other veterans across this country, this tribute is personal. There are names, faces, and memories connected to these flags. Please, join us in honoring those who made the ultimate sacrifice by watching a video of the event at facebook.com/University of Phoenix and by commenting on the video and sharing a story of a relative or a loved one who gave their life protecting our country. Enjoy this Memorial Day weekend. And remember that it is a time to honor the men and women of the U.S. military who gave the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, it's now it's conspiracy time. All right, we all ready for a little conspiracy? The investigation.
I blame you for my interest in conspiracies, by the
Me
way.
Me too, Doug. Okay. You're totally. You've influenced us.
Here we go. Right, the investigation by Australian, the 60 Minutes Australia show. Suggest the pilot of that Malaysia Airlines flight that went down, 2 years ago, was crashed deliberately by the pilot who wanted to commit suicide and murder. This is a panel of people that have been working on this thing for as long as the investigation has been going on. Why, Jenna, I just said when we were talking to her break, Jenna says, why didn't you just take a couple of pills? Apparently that wasn't what he wanted to do. Boeing 777 is what the plane was, and a flight instructor who was on the panel. There are six experts, international experts, who have been investigating this thing for years and years. Well, whatever, it was 3 years ago, I think. And so they've followed the course of the plane and what the what they figured was his modus operandi. He dipped the plane over his hometown as if to say goodbye. And then flew the plane into an area where there was no radar and nosedived it into the Pacific. End of story.
What they think, really.
That's what they think may have happened. But
now, does that also mean none of the other theories checked out and that's the last one that they could come up with?
It may be. But they have to be careful about this. Well, they don't have to be. If this were the case, the families of the people on that plane could put the airline out of business,
right?
Because they would just sue the hell out of them. It's proving it that is very difficult, but it's another theory. I'm not sure that I agree or disagree. I still think maybe it could have been abducted by aliens, or the cloaking device could have been used.
The cloaking device is my favorite. Yeah.
Yeah. See you later. Well, anyway, there it is. Something else to
worry
chat
about
while you're having your cereal. 21 after the hour.
homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Kimmy Schmidt, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, Season 4. Guest stars have been revealed. We get into a little bit of entertainment news here on the DJV Show with Jennifer, Victoria, and Karen. I scrutinizing Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. New episodes starting at the end of the month. List of guest stars for the season. Let's see here. Ellie Kemper, Titus Burgess, Jane Krakowski, and Carol Kane. Well, I know two of the four of them anyway.
Well, they're the four stars.
They are. Okay. Yeah. Are they the stars of the show?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. And the celebrity guest stars include A.D. Bryant, Busy Phillips, Greg Kinnear, and John Hamm. Well, once again, I know two of those four. Tina Fey has produced this, right? Isn't this her?
Yeah, I thought she was in this. Yeah, she writes and produces it, yep.
Yeah, isn't she in it, though? I thought she was in it from time.
Sometimes she guest stars, yeah. Yeah, she's right. Yeah, she makes appearances.
Okay, so what do we like about this? And now that you're making fun of me because I don't know that much about it.
It's a really funny, quirky show. It's totally an original idea. There are four girls who are held in a bunker by a crazy reverend, and they get released from the bunker and realize they've lost like 13 years of their life and that there was no apocalypse, and John Hamm is the crazy reverend, and then they start their new life, and Kimmy Schmidt ends up in New York City with Titus Burgess as her roommate. He's hilarious. He's this gay Broadway singer. And it's just her finding her way in New York City 13 years later. And all of her references are still from when she was in eighth grade.
So this is too racy to be on commercial network television. Is that
sure? No, actually, NBC bought this. NBC bought it, and then at the last minute...
Why did they put it on NBC instead of putting it on...
Well, because at the last minute, NBC decided not to run with it. They picked something else that was also kind of quirky. And then Netflix picked it up, and it's been a huge hit ever since.
Really? Huh. Well, Tina Fey's got magic attached to her. Pretty much everything she does seems to work.
It's a really, I mean, think about it. It's a clever idea for a show.
Oh, it is,
so,
yeah.
Props, because there's so many reboots and regurgitations. It's clever.
Well, she's clever. She's very smart. All right, music news here, 26 past the hour. DJV time. Women's advocacy group Ultraviolet applauding Spotify's new policy which bans hate content and hateful conduct. It's brought with it high-profile removals of R. Kelly, for example, from their playlist. But in an open letter published Monday, it's also asking for more. The letter written by Ultraviolet Executive Director Shauna Thomas requests that Spotify take action against other artists who have been accused or convicted of sexual misconduct. There's a list. Chris Brown, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Nelly, Eminem, Don Henley, Steve Tyler, Ted Nugent, to name a few. Every time a famous individual continues to be glorified despite allegations of abuse, we wrongly perpetuate silence by showing survivors of sexual assault and domestic violence that there will be no consequence for that abuse. That has a cultural effect far beyond one individual artist. The lady that runs Ultraviolet said that Spotify's action demonstrates the company is following the lead of black women who demand that these two men who have been sexually and physically abusing women for years not be promoted or celebrated. Ultraviolet hopes the open letter will inspire other music platforms to follow in Spotify's footsteps. The reason these men are on the list, I think everybody knows about Chris Brown.
Yeah.
That, right? The guy from the Chili Peppers, Anthony, is it Kiedis?
Kiedis
admitted to having sexual relationships with a 14-year-old.
When he was 23.
Don Henley arrested his husband for having sex with two underage prostitutes. I didn't know that.
Yeah, neither did I, 15 and 16, when he was 33.
He was drunk and high, and the police, when they got to the house, he was naked. Yeah. And he paid a $2,500 fine, and that was it.
Ted Nugent admitted having affairs with underage girls. He's a pig anyway.
The thing about this is I understand their message, and I agree with that, that it's bizarre to me that all these guys do these things.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
The DJV Show, you'll love the DJV Podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
34 at the hour now here on the DJV Experience with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Doug Stowe. Kara Schillen is here as well. We're all here at your service and on your side. The good news, I suppose, is that North Korea has set a date to dismantle its nuclear test site. The country's state-run media says it will blow up the test tunnel May 23rd. That's very interesting. Isn't they had one of them that collapsed anyway, right?
I don't know specifically, but yeah, I'm not sure.
International journalists are attending. This is the move before the summit set for June 12th in Singapore. Trump said he wants North Korea to totally abandon its nuclear weapons program. So is this another one of those deals with Iran, or can they be trusted, Well, what are we doing? What's the old expression? Was it Reagan
trust
who said
but verify?
Trust, but verify. Yes. Okay. So then, what's the plan? Anybody know what the plan is at this point?
I don't think we know what the plan is, but I think the idea is that you look at everything and you go, okay, that's a good thing, but we can't do any celebrating until there is something that has lots of American oversight and is a long-term deal in place.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything, speaking of deals, to the rumor about the president's desire to help the Chinese phone manufacturer ZTE after the Chinese government agreed to put $500 million into a project that part of the Trump empire? Trump Hotel Empire.
Okay, I hadn't heard about the Trump Empire part at all. What I had heard, and it had everybody kind of scratching their heads, is that Trump said, we don't want this company to die, the ZTE, and they do like Wi-Fi devices, remote cellular units, that sort of thing. But what I had heard is that China was using this as leverage in meeting, in kind of putting together these negotiating tools with North Korea before the meeting on June 12th. So obviously this looked desirable to President Trump to go, look, we'll help out with this Chinese company, but China is going to be returning that favor when it comes to what we're going to be expecting from Kim Jong-un, because he's going to be asking for a lot. He's going to be asking for well over $100 billion. And that is because the precedent has been set. President Obama, I think, gave Iran something like $150 billion, so something crazy, some ridiculous amount of money. They're going to be looking for that same amount of money to get rid of their nuclear program. Plus, they're going to be looking for security protection. So I think probably
security
Trump is...
From whom? Why do they need security?
They'll be looking for security assurances from the United States if they destroy their nuclear program.
Security from whom?
I don't know.
Who are they worried about?
Well, I think security assurances. Like who's going to be their ally? What kind of protections in case somebody was to come after them? What kind of protections would they be assured?
Who would want them?
I don't know.
Who'd want that blub?
But if you're a nation that has a top-of-the-line security system, you're not going to just take it down. Obviously, they feel like it helps them somehow. You're not going to take it down unless somebody says, well, I'll watch over you, or you get a guard dog. You get some other system of protection.
Woof, woof.
But the bizarre thing about the ZTE stuff, and Doug, you may remember maybe two or three months ago.
We were using them. Our military using phones that bugs them, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and then the government said that they didn't want, there were some consumer phones as well, burner phones, cheap phones that American consumers could buy, and so the government said, you know, we're going to ban this, and it was a twofold thing. One, they had promised that they were not going to be giving money to North Korea, and it turns out they were. They were defying the sanctions, so they were the whole time, this ZTE company. And secondly, there's technology in there that could bug the American people, and so that's one of the reasons why all the technology experts came forward in that panel and said, you know, this company's got to be banned from all U.S. phones. And so that's what they did. It's a very odd move that now all of a sudden, you know, Trump says, oh, there's too many jobs lost. We've got to save this company. It just, that's why it looks suspect. And that the secondary level of that Trump the hotel or whatever business donation, whatever that connection is, that's the added rumor to it, why he had this very quick turnabout on this one specific company that violated sanctions. I don't know how many other companies would get a pass on this one, but they are for some reason.
Yeah, no, I think it's definitely well worth looking into as to what has turned the tide. But how stupid would President Trump have to be if he was making a backdoor deal to benefit one of his private companies with all of the scrutiny on him by the media, by Robert Mueller and the investigative team? I can't imagine that he would ever be stupid enough to make a deal that would just overtly benefit him without benefiting the American people first. So I don't know how much there is to that, because I don't think he's that stupid of a person.
Let's hope not.
You know, it just doesn't make any
sense. Under circumstances, let's just keep our fingers crossed. The question about middle child syndrome intrigues me because I am a middle child. So the study that's out today, if you're not familiar with middle child syndrome, it's the notion that people in the middle feel excluded or neglected compared to their older or younger siblings. I have an older sister and a younger sister. And so the question comes, why would I and others feel this way? Firstborn gets the privilege of the undivided attention of the parents until the second child is born. As a personality psychologist who's looked into this named Julia Rohrer, the last born gets the privilege of undivided attention when the older children have already grown up and left the house. Middles, meanwhile, never have the spotlight. That's
think about
my
Jan Brady. Do you feel that way?
Do I feel that way?
Yeah, no, you're the only middle here.
I was never a
priority. We have an only, an oldest, a youngest, and a middle. We're well balanced.
We're represented.
Yeah.
I never felt like I was. I don't know that I gave it any thought, frankly. I don't think much about these sorts of things until you see a study like this, and I think, oh, well, maybe, maybe not. But I didn't have the normal upbringing of the 50s, you know, the mom and Pleasantville and all the wonderful things that happened. I was on my own when I was a kid, and this isn't for me, really.
Were your sisters, I'm just kind of curious, because you talk about that a lot, how you were by yourself. Were your sisters also like that, or?
Yeah, they were on their own. Yeah, my older sister got out of the house as soon as she could, went to work for Northwest. My younger sister had her own drama and story. And
So does that mean, like, when you were in, let's just say, fourth or fifth grade, you guys would all go to school and come home and no one would eat dinner together and it was just
We actually did eat, we the three of us, we never ate dinner with our parents, but the three of us ate dinner oftentimes early enough so that my mother was still kind of clued in to what was going on. And so we'd eat on our own for the most part. But my father was very seldom around. I don't remember much of him being around. At dinner time, and my mother never ate with us. So it was one of those things. My sister, my mother actually,
would your mom cook?
If she could start early enough in the afternoon, she had five or six things that she made well. She made great pot roast. She made great chili. She made meatloaf. I was trying to think of some of the other things that were a part of the routine. Those were the ones I remember the most.
Is this where you learned how to cook? Because, you know, we all tease you that you kind of just throw everything into a pot.
I don't pay much attention to cooking. I know, you know, eating out doesn't intrigue me either because I like, if I go out to eat, it's because I want to have the company or companionship of someone. I don't go out by myself at all. I never go out by myself. I'd rather fix stuff at home. And now that I have Daisy May to keep me company, I have to be careful about where I leave the food. That's so her nose is just about high enough to get to the table. It is what it is. I'm looking at the research suggesting later-born children are more rebellious than their first-born siblings. I'm thinking about that with regard to my sister. I wonder about that.
Yeah, I think the research is interesting. As the only other person here with a middle sibling, I think it could be partially true. I always think my oldest sister is definitely the most outgoing, the loudest. Mm. She was an attention hog when she was a child, at least from what I heard. I wasn't around until she was seven. And then my middle sister is definitely the quietest, probably the most introverted. And I would say that I'm a mixture of the two of them. So it's, but I think each sibling has their own story. I don't think it's as simple as that. Like the middle child is ignored, and that's
it. It's never as simple as that. These things always are.
Because, you know, of course I'm the youngest, and so everyone always says, oh, the youngest is spoiled and they get the most attention, blah, blah, blah. I think it's more like your parents at that point are like, eh. Who cares? I've already raised two kids, and now my other two kids are going to help raise you. And, like, you know.
Well, you say you get hand-me-downs, right? A lot of youngest will complain about that.
Oh, yeah.
They get nothing original.
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. Maybe that's why I'm so obsessed with buying my own new stuff now. I didn't have it growing up.
I came from a family that had nothing but hand-me-downs. I'm talking about my father especially. He grew up as an orphan, and he got things, the shirts that his cousins wore, and his the way they made, there was sort of unisex without knowing it was unisex in terms of pants and shirts, whatever was available to wear, that's what they wore. Hey, we have such an interesting overview of what we think is right due to advertising and that sort of thing, but there are very few people left who actually lived through the challenges of what it was like to be a Depression baby. Or what it was like, you know, in the early part of the last century. There were not many people left. It was an entirely different gig than what we live with now, you know, in terms of what real hardship is. Thanks to the government getting involved, starting with that era. and giving everybody everything instead of it's we've enabled people to be lazy. That's kind of where it's really pretty amazing how many people really don't live up to their potential. It's kind of sad, actually. 45 past the hour here in the DJV show.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Kriebel.
A woman in Austin, Texas, tripped over a toddler who was running inside a furniture store, and she broke her ankle. She sued the store owners, claiming they had created an unsafe environment for their customers. A jury agreed with her, ruled against the store, and awarded the woman $80,000 in damages. Everyone watching the case was shocked by the outcome because the toddler was her own son. That jury should have looked through the lens of liberty and recognized that the store was not at fault. She was. America was founded on the simple principle that ordinary people can govern themselves. But that requires personal responsibility. Accidents happen. But instead of blaming others and filing lawsuits, we ought to just watch where we're going. And more importantly, put a stop to these frivolous lawsuits.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get four pillows for the price of two. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow made in our country, backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV.
Hey, what's going on? What are you doing?
Oh, my gosh, no. Insomnia, please, not tonight. I've got a busy day tomorrow.
Ooh, what's that sound? Wow, sounds like your partner is sound asleep. You must be jealous.
Yes.
Too bad. Come on, let's go to the kitchen. Yes, you have ice cream and cookies. Eat all of it.
Insomnia, please, leave me alone.
No. Who is that? Check your phone. Ooh, scroll through social media. Check the news.
That's it. I'm taking Calitrin, so you will finally leave me alone for good.
Wait, no. Not Calitrin. I'm sorry.
Too late.
No, please, no.
Finally, sleep.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss that not only works while you sleep, it helps you sleep.
I really enjoy taking Calitrin because it definitely helps me with my sleeping. I have lost approximately 10 pounds, and I am very pleased with the results.
My name is Marcia, and my husband and I both take Calitrin to sleep better at night and for to help on his weight.
Check us out at toploss.com or call 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so we just had a couple of ads here. I've always wanted to have truth in advertising when it comes to stuff like this. Don't you wish there were honest ads and personal dating sites like this one? It lists a lady who's 34, sincere, honest, home-loving, mm-hmm. faithful, religious, compassionate, desires meeting a wealthy man with a fatal disease, preferably in late stages.
That's
Don't
about
you
right.
really just wish you could find somebody who would actually post an ad like that?
Is that from like onefootinthegrave.com dating site?
Yeah, right, exactly.
That's what my grandmother used to always say from North Carolina. She said, honey, meet yourself a man with one foot in the grave and the other on a banana peel.
Really? And your grandmother said that?
My North Carolina grandmother, yes.
Really? And does, mm-hmm. Wait a minute, does your better half know that, Jeff? Is he in on the inside scoop with your family?
She's
slowly making him cyanide cookies.
That's right.
Like the Black Widow.
Chocolate chip cyanide cookies. 10 minutes for the hour on the DJB show.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. I would like to invite you to a free health lecture where I'm going to educate you on how to flourish with better health now and in your golden years. We will be at the Holiday Inn Airport, Springfield, Missouri. Registration time is 6:30 p.m. This is May 18th. You can give us a call for free registration at 833-WALLACH. That's free registration, 833-925-5224. 833-925-5224.
Three past the hour, continuing with our tradition here, Good Day Health information from Dr. Jack Stockwell. Don't forget the Good Day Health Show podcast, information that is available to you at no cost. Helpful information from Dr. Jack and Dr. Ken Kronhaus. And I think we're going to find the two of them are at odds in a moment with a focus on the American Heart Association. First, let me make your heart better. This is a crass attempt at having you understand something that is absolutely true. When I say crass, a crass advertisement, because, you know, some people think advertising is crass. It's not. It's information. You decide whether you want to take advantage of the information and the opportunity or whatever is presented in this circumstance. Purity Products, which is a very intelligent nutritional company, has put together krill oil and omega-3s in krill omega 50 plus, also added CoQ10 for energy. The krill oil is to boost your joint comfort, help to support the bursa, the lubrication around the joints as you get a little bit older. And the fish oil, the omega-3s, is good for your cardiovascular health, but it's also good for your bones and your... It's good. This is good no matter what your lot in life. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 supports healthy heart function, supports joint function, and brain function. Get them all together in one small pill, and the first bottle is on them. They want you, they're so convinced, in fact, of Purity Products, this will work for you. You will get the first bottle free by dialing 800-355-1499. 800-355-1493. That's 800-355-1493. You'll pay a bit of shipping, and that's it. So call that number now. Claim your free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus. See how it works for you. You get on it. I think you'll stay on it, frankly. That's what I've done. 800-355-1493. I'm even giving it to my new dog, Daisy May. Good for her. She's got joint issues, and this will help her as well. 800-355-1493 for your free bottle of Purity's Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. So, Jack, we have, as far as cardiovascular, circulatory, the heart, et cetera, et cetera, you have a reference point from a lady who is a cardiologist that thinks that the American Heart Association is full of bunk.
Yes, it's a latest book that she has written, The Truth About Statins, Barbara Roberts. She's the director of the Women's Cardiac Center at the Miriam Hospital and an associate clinical professor of medicine at the Alpert Medical School at Brown University. And she just comes right out and says the American Heart Association has become little more than a propaganda arm of big pharma and big food. Especially right. With the
so who do we believe? Because they'll say you're full of baloney. She says they're full of baloney. So is there a middle ground here? I'm holding my hands out like one's at 10 o'clock and one's at 2 o'clock. You bring them together for noontime. Is there some credibility on either side here?
There is still no absolutely categorically proven research that links elevated cholesterol to heart disease. There's a smattering, a little bit here and there, but nothing conclusive in the sense that there is overwhelming research that establishes exactly the opposite. And this latest podcast that's almost done is the latest accumulation of research Mary and I have put together.
You're talking about what's at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Right, and it's the higher your cholesterol, the longer you will live, the healthier you will be. And that is the accumulation.
That flies right in the face of what cardiologists who are traditionally trained say, and American Heart Association, American College of Cardiology. It's exactly the opposite of what they say.
And they don't read their own research. Well, they don't read their own
research.
How
come you're smarter than they are? Somebody will ask the question, how come Jack Stockwell is smarter than those guys?
I read the research.
Well, so what is there to be gained? Why are they selling us this Schwerba? Would be another question.
Because it is the number one selling drug on the face of the planet. The statins, as a whole, number one selling, billions and billions and billions every year to sell this drug to chemically force the liver to stop one of its primary functions, the manufacturing of cholesterol.
Cholesterol.
Which
All
is
right.
absolutely essential to health.
The book that Jack is referencing that he's read is by Dr. Barbara Roberts. It's called The Truth About Statins. So if you're interested in that, you can check it out. I'm sure you can find more information on ForbiddenDoctor.com. That's Dr. Jack. I'm Dr. Doug. It's 59 past the hour.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.